Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chamechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And today we start Sefer and Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha is really five separate elegies, the eulogies over the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. We usually read it on Tisha B'Av, which is the day that we mark the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and in general, just the destruction of so many other issues of tragedy. And we're told that it was written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. In fact, there's an episode that we learned in Perek Lamed Vav of Sefer Yirmiyahu, where the Navi dictated a scroll to Baruch ben Neriah to be read to the people in the Beis HaMikdash. And after the public reading, it was brought before Yehoyakim, and it was read to him, and the king got so angry that he tore it to shreds and tossed it in the fire. And then he arrested Yirmiyahu and Baruch, who had gone into hiding. Now again, Yirmiyahu dictates the Megillah, but he expanded it by many, many verses. Rashi says, what was it that was burned? So Rashi Moed Katan says, it was this Sefer Megillas Eicha. Ibn Ezra disagrees, and according to Reb Nechemia, in Eicha Rabbah, whom Ibn Ezra quotes, Eicha was not composed until after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, if you take Rashi's approach, you can imagine the king would be pretty angry about a book that laments the destruction of the kingdom, which apparently is what makes up Prakim Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. And the material that gets added was Perek Gimel, and we're not exactly sure exactly when Perek Hay appeared, but we'll see it's quite different. So let's approach the first Perek and see exactly what Yirmiyahu was talking about. Eicha yashva badad. Here, she was sitting alone. Ha'ir abasiyam ha'isa kalmana. The city that was so large and had been with so many people became like a widow. Rabasi ba'goyim sarasi ba'mdinos ha'isa lamas. The greatest among the nations, the princess among the provinces, became subjected to tribute. Look how large we had fallen. We're sitting badad, devoid of inhabitants, Rashi says. And also, or it sits alone in solitude. Ke'amana, and of course the Gemara, and Rashi cites this, says it's ke'amana, like a widow, but not like a widow, because basically the city of Yerushalayim is like a husband, is like a wife whose husband leaves for a long period in time, but will come back. She cries into the night, and her tears on her cheek, right? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed towards the evening, right? And so therefore, she cries doubly, once for the first Beis HaMikdash, and once in the second time. Rashi adds also, crying at night is heard better. We also know that they cried at night when they came back with the report of the Meraglim, which also happened on Tisha B'Av, to which the Gemara says, Hashem said, you cried for no reason. I'll give you a reason to cry. So here we have Yerushalayim crying at night for all the tragedies. There's nobody who's going to console her from all of her lovers. And what are the lovers? Here's the Al-Kachimoni and the Targum explain. It's the idols that Bnei Yisrael who ran after. Obviously, Avodah Zarah doesn't come along. And the Al-Kachimoni adds it also could be the Nevi'ei Sheker, the false prophets, right? None of them are providing any sort of comfort. Korei'a Bagduba Hayula La'ovim. All the friends betrayed her, they became the enemies. And we know that in our description of Yirmiyahu, that is exactly what happened. The people that Am Yisrael depended on, those other nations, they actually turned on Am Yisrael. Golso Yehuda Me'oni U'Me'rov Avodah. The Yehuda went into exile because of suffering, or poverty, says Rashi, and from too much oppression. The Babylonians said they had to work very, very hard when they were a vassal state, and it led them to not study and not get involved in Avoda. Instead, they got too involved in Avoda Zara. He yashva b'goyim lo matzah manoach. She sat among the nations of the world and found no rest mida keneged mida, because they caused the others to work very, very hard, the widows and the orphans, and there was no manoach korod fei sigua beina mitzarim. The ones who ran after her found her between narrow places. They trapped them between boundary fences, fields and vineyards, says Rashi. And we see Shavasa B'Tamuz till Tisha B'Av is referred to as the Bein HaMitzarim period. Darchei Tzion Avi Los Mivili Boim Oed. We're told that Tzion's roads are in mourning and they don't have people coming for Yom Tov, for the Shalosh Regalim. It was Mida Keneged Mida for the people who didn't come, who would come and stopped coming even when they did have the ability. Kol Shearei HaShomeimim, the gates are deserted, where the Zkenim would get together and talk. Kohanei HaNochim, the Kohanim are sighing because of the fact that they have no karbanos, says the Targum. B'sulosei Anugos V'Imarla, the maidens are filled with sorrow and she herself is embittered. The maidens used to dance during the Yamim Tovim, and of course on Yom Kippur and Chamishah Asar Be'av, when they would go out and there would be the Shaduchim, now all of a sudden they're filled with sorrow and she is herself is embittered. Hayutzarel Rosh Oyevel Shalu, Kashem Ogal Ro Pishayar, right? She became, her adversaries became her master, right? In other words, the nations made peace to make an alliance against Am Yisrael. Right, Kiashem Ogar Ro Peshaya, right, and why was that? Hashem was aggrieved on the count of her averos olalel chushvilif neitzar. The infants went into captivity before the adversary. Right, in this situation, Nebuchadnezzar went along to subjugate all of the world at the same time. All the splendor left Bas Tzion. Tzion lost the sovereignty when the adversaries became the master, says Ibn Ezra. On the other hand, the Shekhinah left. And when the Shekhinah left, when the children went into captivity, that's when everything went bad. The leaders were like rams that could not find pasture. And they went, walked on feebly before the pursuer, right? The leaders, the Talmidei Chachamim, they take no sustenance, they have no strength to run away. The leaders ignored the property lines, they ate whatever they could, and they just let everything go. Zachar Yushalayim Anyo Merudea Kol Machmudea Sharayu Bimei Kedem, right? In the days of the poverty, Yerushalayim remembered all the treasure that they had before. Bimpol Ama Biadzar, right? When the nation fell into the hands of the enemies, Veino Zerla, no one came along. Ruwa Tzarim Sachaku Amishbasa, the enemies just stared at her and gloated. The bottom line is, Yerushalayim remembered in the olden days what used to be, and they saw everyone else looking at them, which Rashi introduced as saying, you know, they said, well, you were on your land, you didn't even keep Shemitah and Yovel and Shabbos and Yontif, and now when you go into Gaus, you want to remember it? They saw the enemy was excited to see that Shabbos was no longer exciting. The city of Yerushalayim sinned tremendously, right? Certainly the other nations also sinned, but Am Yisrael's sins are much more serious because we affect the spiritual world, says the Medrash. All the people who once respected her now hold her in contempt. So she sighs and shrinks and shirks back. Right, she turns her face out of shame. To Masab Shulalo Zachrach Risa, right? She sees the tuma, right, on her hem, right? And the damnida is on the skirt. We sin so openly, says Rashi. Prior to the Beis Hamikdash, we hid our averus in the skirts, right? She gave no thought to her future, and so she deteriorated with no one to be menachem her. Hashem, see my suffering. The enemy has vaunted himself over me. He attributes his victory to his own prowess. And you have to understand, it's our problem. Yado paras tsara kol machmadah. The adversary took hold of all of her treasures. The nation saw invading the Beis HaMikdash. You said that shouldn't be allowed, right? You said that as the nations, the Ammoni and the Moavi go inside, and the Ammoni and Moavi pillaged the Sifrei Torah, and they said to strike out the Pasuk, Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. And that's what happens. And when a fire breaks out in the palace of a king, everyone takes the gold and silver, and the king's slave goes ahead and takes his shar shechur. Whatever happens, they try to destroy everything that you set aside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people are sighing, searching for bread. They traded their treasure for food to stay alive. The starting citizens of Yerushalayim would give anything for food. And according to the Alshech, they would even eat their own children. Take a look at the gluttony that they have. So lo aleichem kol avrei derech, it's not on you. All those it shouldn't fall to you, all those who pass by. Habituru imyesh macho kemacho v'asher ol ali. See if there's any pain like my pain which befell me. Asher al ga shem b'yom charon apo. To pay attention when a person has troubles, he should tell them to somebody else, because that's what we see over here, that the person calls out. The person in the Megillah, the author, the narrator, is telling us to take a look, right? Mimaron shalach yeish batz mosai vayirdena, from on high, he sent a fire in my bones, right? And it crushed them. Paras reshes l'raglaya shivani achor, he spread a net for my feet and sent me backwards. And nasanani shomema, he made me desolate. Kol ayom dava, I spent all day in constant misery. Right, to escape me, to get me from escaping the fire of his wrath, this is what has happened. Nishkad ops sha'ai b'yado, the burden of my transgressions was so accumulated in his hand. Yistargu, they were knit together. Alu al tzavari, echshil kochi, they were knit together and were thrust on my neck. Yisanani Hashem b'deo lo uchal kum, Hashem put me in the hands of someone I can't withstand. Right? Hashem trampled all my heroes in my midst. He set a set time to crush my young men. And in a wine press, Hashem ran over the daughter of Yehuda. Right? He caused the blood to flow like wine from a press. And on the one hand, and on the Targum says that this is a reference not just to that, it's a reference to the rape as well that took place to the women. See, so over these things I cry. Eini yardamayim. It's a play on the word, says the Targum here, that my eyes are flowing with water. What kind of water? The eye and the spring of water. Eini yardamayim. Because a comforter to revive my spirit is far away from me. My children came forlorn, the enemy prevailed. Right? Hashem was my source of comfort, and he's disappeared from me. He left the Beis HaMikdash. That's why everything has gone so bad. Tzion spread out her hands. There was no one here to comfort her. Hashem commanded against Yaakov that the enemy should surround him. Even in the Golos, Rashi says, Sancheiriv exiled Am Yisrael's enemies with her so that they should be able to go ahead and torment in the process of going into the Golos. And we became an outcast. So everyone was against us. Tzadiku Hashem kifiu marisi. But in the end of the day, we have to recognize that Hashem is righteous, and we're being punished because we disobeyed that which he said. Shimuna kolo amim. Listen, all the people taken captive by the Babylonians, they eventually got dispersed among the people, and that's why people live, even the Jews were spread out through the 127 lands. Take a look at my pain. Everyone went into Golos because of me, right? And according to the Ibn Ezra, the Alshach says that the Nabi is asking, Hashem is punishing me for disobeying His commandments, but why do the children have to suffer? Karasi l'mahavai hema rimuni. I called out for my lovers; they deceived me. The nations who pretended to love me, says Rashi, they ran after me. Kohanayus kenai ba'ir gavo. The Kohanim and the Zkenim perished in the city. The Medrash says 80,000 Kohanim holding 80,000 golden shields broke through the lines of Nebuchadnezzar's troops and fled towards the Ishmaelim. And they said, give us water. And the Ishmaelim responded and said, eat something first. So they brought out salty foods. And then they gave them very big skins that were filled with air instead of water. And when they tried to drink, they put it in. The air went into the stomachs and killed them. So that kibikshu ocha lamo vayoshivu esnashon, they sought for food to keep alive. Their enemies, the Ishmaelim, already went ahead and destroyed them. Hashem kitzarli. So Hashem, see how distressed I am. Kitzarli, may I see how this is? May I come tomorrow? My insides churn. Nishpachli bi bekirbi kibamaro marisi. And my insides are turning over because I rebelled. Michut shechlas cheref babayis kamavas. Outside the sword is bereaved, and inside it was death. In other words, I am confessing my sins because I saw the sword, and the starvation. It's like death across the board. Pay attention. They heard how I'm so distressed. Ein menachim li, but there's still no one who's providing. The other nations are still not offering nechama. Kol evayish shamu rasi sasu ki ata asisa. What they heard, they're dancing because of what you did. You brought me all this affliction, and they knew it was you, and they were so excited that you did when you told me not to eat their food and their drink or intermarry with them. They're happy today that that's the way it went, says Rashi. Bring on the day you said it, and let them be like me. In other words, because they were so happy at my downfall, you should be excited to go destroy them as well, right? So let all their wickedness come before you and inflict them. Just like he afflicted me for all my averos. Because we are so suffering over here and my heart is so sick. This is Yirmiyahu's first statement about the ultimate destruction. Be'ezras Hashem will continue with his understandings when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.